All right, how did you do on that? If it was your very first time listening through, you may have been a little boggled on it. Remember, we do not become concerned that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do this course now. This is just going too quickly for me. Some of you had no problem with this. You just probably passed it maybe even the first time. Maybe there were a few of you. You got one strike or less. The rest of us, we do not become concerned. You will be able to do this very easily. As a matter of fact, on future lightning rounds, I'm going to play them even faster. I was going easy on you this time. The ear will learn to pick up these sounds very quickly. It's just a matter of listening to the tape over and over and listening for the subtle qualities of the intervals. The purpose of these lightning rounds is to eliminate the need of having to get into the chord very deeply each time and unlock it from scratch. This we don't want to do. We want to be able to unlock sounds, but we don't want to have to start all over again and unlock every interval from scratch. That means that if I play this to you, I don't want you to have to get in there and go, oh, let's see, la, oh, that's the first one, and la, that's the fifth one. Oh, yes, yes, that's a perfect fifth. This is too slow. What we have to do is we have to be able to hear that one sound and know instantly that's a perfect fifth because of its quality. Listen to the difference between a perfect fifth and a perfect fourth. There's a difference. And if we just let the ear become cultured by listening to the drills again and again, then we will be able to pick up these qualities. We do not want to unlock from scratch. We want to get beyond that, get a basic feeling about the sound, and then that tells us what the actual interval is. You'll see how this works as we progress.